Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And we're coming to you live from London.
We are, but you're probably not listening to it live because podcasts.
Podcasts. Yes, and also you're probably not going to see theatre in London, but you know, we're here, so we're reviewing it.
We are. There may be a tax advantage, but...
You know, is what it is. So, last night we saw The Motive and The Cue, a new play by Jack Thorne, which is playing on the West End at the moment.
It is, and it's got Olivia nomination or two out yesterday.
Yes, it did, and it's a very impressive play. It's a play about a production of Hamlet in 1964, which starred a newly married Richard Burton and was directed by Sir John Gielgud.
I wish we could get in our little time machine and go back and see that just quietly. But as we can't, this is a really, really solid, entertaining, impressive piece of work.
Because, yes, it's about Hamlet, but it's also not about Hamlet. It is about what...
To be or not to be?
That is the question, yes. It's really a play about what... theatre is about. What does theatre say about us?
Yeah, and I think also for personages like yourself, it's a play about the relationship between a director and a star. It's a play about what goes on in the rehearsal room. But it's also just a play about the dynamics of a workplace. Really, the workplace happens to be a rehearsal room, but there are some damn fine performances in this, and I might say also one of the most interesting stagings that I have seen in a long time.
It was not a revolve, but it felt like a revolve.
Yeah, I mean, really, in some ways it was conventional in that it was a stage.
Curtains open, curtains shut, set changes behind curtain.
Yeah, but... It moved from two very different sizes, a full stage size to half of that in the more intimate moments, pretty seamlessly and in a very, very impressive, engaging way.
And it's a play that doesn't demand that you over-intellectualise Shakespeare. It doesn't demand that you know the ins and outs and the intricacies of the plot of Hamlet.
I suspect that if you are that person, you will get another layer of enjoyment out of it. But certainly you can go in going, who's this Shakespeare dude, and still get a sizable interest out of this.
And Jack Thorne's a really interesting playwright. He's a late diagnosed neurodivergent playwright. He made a name for himself almost accidentally when he wrote Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And he was a successful British playwright before that, but when he wrote that play, it kind of elevated him to a new level. And I find what's interesting about him is he's used the success of Cursed Child and the freedom that that has given him from the financial bounds to make really interesting political works that this could be set today in a rehearsal room, rehearsing Hamlet or rehearsing any play today. But it is set in a specific time about these specific people commenting on the complex dynamics that still exist in rehearsal rooms.
Yeah, and it's also about two very strong-willed people in Gielgud and Burton who have a very strong belief in their way and their talent, butting heads, but also with the end to get...
different eras and... as we change, and this industry is changing right now, it is going through a monumental shift all over the world. And there are people that are feeling how Sir John feels in this play, left out of this new era.
And yeah, I think someone that is resting on their laurels and resting on the time he did Hamlet.
And thinks the time, his time, his great time is past, and there's a lot of references to Larry and Sir Laurence Olivier and John Gielgud feeling that he was always overshadowed. And I've met so many great actors that always have this one actor that goes, they got all the success that I wish I had.
I was always one step behind in the shadow, which, look, I think that makes it sound like it's a play entirely about the theatre, but it isn't. That just happens to be its setting.
I think that that's true of every industry, though. There's always that someone, that person that you go, ooh, you keep coming up against them in a certain way. Kind of, they push you in a way.
Some of the performances were sensational.
Mark Gatiss as Sir John Gielgud and Johnny Flynn as Richard Burton were both stunning.
Co-leads, Gatiss got a
Olivier
nomination for this yesterday.
Yes, and Tuppence Middleton also deserves a shout-out as Liz Taylor. Who has a very nice, juicy supporting role. She's more than a supportive wife. She has a bit of edge to her, but she is still Elizabeth Taylor as we know and understand her. She's not going like, who's this? Is this meant to be Elizabeth Taylor? I don't think, like, it's not an impression, but it's there. And I think that of all three of our lead performances, they're playing parts of people that we consciously know. We know what Richard Burton looked and sounded like. We know what Elizabeth Taylor looked and sounded like, and we know what John Gielgud looked and sounded like.
Yep, and they managed to pull this off with incredible flair and talent.
And there was some great direction. Some truly, truly impressive direction by Sam Mendes to keep it moving. And that's why I talked about earlier that it felt like a revolve without a revolve. Even though it was kind of curtains up, curtains down kind of set change stuff, it felt like an ever-present movement.
Oh, yeah, it was slick. It was very, very slick and very, very enjoyable.
This gets a life somewhere else in the world. I'd love to see this in Australia. There's nothing inherently American or British or makes it unproducible in Australia.
I think it just needs a theatre company with a lot that is very brave, because it's a very big cast for a start, but it could be perceived as something quite niche. And when you've got a big cast, a big set, you're talking big dollars.
Yes, I would agree with that. I just think
high risk, high reward.
I think this is the type of play that has something to say to an audience and should find an audience.
And the thing about theatre audiences is that they are inherently theatre people.
And we went on a Tuesday night and it was pretty much sold out.
It was. And from people that looked like they were the top end of town. Some tourists amongst them, but, yeah. Very, very good.
Rating.
And sorry if I sound a little bit not on this planet, I'm jet-lagged. Rating, a high distinction
for me. I would agree, there's a moment at the end that's just chef's kiss.
There is indeed, we'll be thinking about that for a long time. Anyway, today we're seeing something I can't reveal because you don't yet know.
Yes, the joys of same-day tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye.